You monster.
That's what she's saying to John for leaving the Raiders.
For leaving the Raiders. You monster. You think she actually would? I bet you she doesn't even know you're a Raiders fan.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't notice.
She's never been to a Raider game.
So Cody is going to be filling in for Brian Cohen here in a couple of weeks, and so he's training. I would imagine what 6 months of training to be able to do this.
Oh, you
got to
do it for 2 years.
2 years, yeah. And then you get to.
I had
fill
to grow
in for
out
Brian.
My hair like Brian's, and then they're
and
after
now,
the
now
2 years
shave
they're
it all
like,
off.
Yeah,
then you'll be
yeah,
then you'll be ready
to the Raiders.
So how big a snake is Chuck the snake?
It's about the terrarium is probably the size of this glass right here.
Okay,
and then it probably from the Go Kings Go sign probably all the way to I would say. Probably to, like, this iPhone right here.
Okay, so it's from the Go Kings cosign to the iPhone.
I can't give you. I don't know. I've never measured them.
So I came across a story about a snake called Vesuki indicus.
Okay.
And this is an extinct snake that they recently discovered a fossil for, and it is 50 feet long. They called it the King of Serpents, and apparently it used to take down wildebeests and stuff. Like, it could take down big
Sounds
things.
Like Chuck.
A 50-foot snake.
Yeah.
What a terrible
Greg's pet. Going to Joshua Tree. Greg should definitely bring Chuck with him.
Chuck would
just in case.
Chuck love the sights.
Oh, you should bring God. Chuck the duck with you, the condor.
Chuck the condor.
No,
Chuck.
No one never needs
oh,
to see
no,
that ever again.
No.
So,
they take him out of the Intuit Dome? They don't need him in the Intuit
they
Dome,
don't.
Do they?
In the Intuit Dome?
Yeah, Chuck the duck.
No. No, he's staying.
He's going on to the trip. Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted. Mm-hmm. I'll read it.
Okay.
Mike Budenholzer is emerging as the front runner to become the Phoenix Suns' next coach.
Okay.
So it sounds like they just decided they'd rather have Budenholzer than Vogel.
Yeah, sounds like. All right, so everybody loved the Tom Brady roast. It was so much fun. It was very entertaining. It made me laugh a lot. You'll never guess who didn't like it.
Pepe.
Pepe did not, but there's somebody else.
Focus.
Slightly more famous than Pepe.
What garbage? Oh, my God. Kevin Hart, you're not that funny. Okay? Sorry. Jeff Ross coming in with this freaking OJ thing on number 32. You're not that funny either. The girl's not that funny. Mandy Moore stunk. Edelman's not that funny. Bledsoe is not bad. He was the only one. How does Brady subject himself to that nonsense? And I am not a prude, okay? I can deal with the language. But, I mean, and not Rodney Dangerfield. That was the worst piece of garbage I have seen in a long period of time. That was worthless. And you got Bob Kraft, who should be sitting home eating cookies and watching I Love Lucy reruns before he hits the sack. Here's the bottom line. You can use all the humor you want, all the bad language you want. Be funny. Be funny. Nobody in America was funny. It was the worst piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life. And you know, okay. Jeff Ross, take it easy. All right? You're not funny either. I wouldn't go pay for Jeff Ross. None of them. But I could do a better job than that.
There you go. Chris Russo, the Mad Dog, speaks.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, it was very funny.
If you watch Nikki Glaser perform at that roast yep. and you don't laugh, that's a you problem.
Yeah, it is.
Mad Dog.
It is.
I think he's been taking too many gummies.
So there's been, yeah, exactly. He's big on the gummies. Now, here's the weird thing. So today, I guess Tom Brady sent some sort of apology message to Giselle and.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
He did?
Yeah, that came across, right? Or am I making that up? I thought I
Nikki
came across.
Nikki Glaser apologized.
Oh, Nikki Glaser. Yeah, Tom hasn't apologized?
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
That's part of this. I'm wondering, don't you know you're dragging your ex-wife into this thing? And is it nice, kind, responsible to do it if you're Tom Brady?
It's a great question. No, it is not nice. It is not kind. It is not responsible.
But
I'm
it's
glad
funny.
He did it because it was fun.
Yeah.
I think this country, especially now in an election year, is too polarized.
Didn't even know
everybody's
it's an election
too
year.
Uptight. Everybody's getting canceled. And that was the opposite of all those things. Nobody was uptight. Nobody got canceled. The only time anybody even got their feathers ruffled is when they told the massage joke about Bob Kraft.
Right. And apparently this story just broke. The Jeff Ross joke about Kraft and the massage parlor. Apparently it violated a rule that was put in place before the roast. So they had agreed that Robert Kraft was off limits. So when Jeff Ross crossed that line, that's why Tom Brady went up to him and said, hey, not another one. So apparently he was kid gloves all along.
Wait, family members are not off limits, but Robert Kraft is off limits?
Well, because he made all those guys millionaires.
So what?
Andy's old.
I don't care.
What? Like, he's old?
It's a roast. No one's off limits.
What
that's
I think probably happened was they said, do you want to come to the roast? And Bob Kraft said, I can't go to that. They're just going to rip me to shreds. And they said, what if we get it so they don't? And then you can still come.
Right.
And then that's probably how they got him. I was really surprised Belichick showed up.
Yeah.
Because he didn't need to. He doesn't need money. He doesn't need notoriety. He had already gone on McAfee's show during the draft and killed it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
For showing up. I mean, I think Belichick's a crank. But he didn't come off as one at that thing.
No, not at all. He was funny. Most of that was very, very funny. All right, so Ireland, we had a conversation yesterday, and it was sparked by Austin Rivers and he went on McAfee and said that it's harder to play in the NBA than it is in the NFL.
Where the best athletes in the world are. That's us. I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
It's because you only allow five on the court. Let's all relax.
It's because you get a break every play. All you got to do is catch the ball and run north or south.
Listen, our sport.
It ain't complex.
So our sport's better. Our sport's better because we would just create a position for one of you 5'2", 40, running 6'10" guys and just put them, can't get hit much, fragile. Yeah. All right. Little thin, very tall. We would just create.
So there's that. Now, Brian, I sent you a piece of sound from Barkley talking about this. Do you have it? Go ahead and hit. This is Barkley reacting to Austin Rivers and what he said about basketball players are better than football players.
Oh, I got to call out Austin Rivers.
For what?
Austin Rivers, you know I love you. We can't play football.
Yeah, we can.
No, we can't. Austin Rivers, you're doing a great job. Right. But we got 30 or 40 NBA players who can go play in the NFL.
Oh, we can't play football? Stand up right now. I dare you to stand right now.
Chat.
Stand up right there right now.
Football is a grown man sport.
We're solid. Let me show you.
Chat, we got something for you.
There you have it, disagreeing with Austin Rivers. I actually completely disagree with Austin Rivers. The idea that it's easier to play in the NBA than it is in the NFL is ridiculous because you've got to get hit in the NFL. You get hurt in the NFL. Guys are pummeling you in the NFL. There's a huge difference between a direct contact sport and what happens in the NBA, which is physical, can be very physical, but doesn't match what goes on in the NFL.
Remember when LeBron got hit by Zion Williamson in the play-in game?
Yeah.
And he was on the floor writhing in pain?
That's true.
Yeah, I think LeBron would be really hard to tackle. I think Zion, by the way, would be really hard to tackle.
He would. But if you get hit like that all the time, you're going to be in pain.
Yeah, you're getting knocked into next week every right. Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's not only one or two people like LeBron, Anthony Edwards, Zion could all play in the NFL. And Myles Garrett could probably play in the NBA.
Yeah. I mean,
think there are 30 on either side that could do it.
But the question was, which is harder?
I think it's harder to play basketball.
Do you?
I do.
I think it's harder to play football.
Because football, you got a lot more help. You got 10 other teammates.
Yeah, I know.
Basketball, you only have four.
You're getting hit in the head when you're playing football.
Yeah. It's definitely more dangerous to play football.
Yeah.
But Michael thinks football, and he was a basketball player.
Oh, yeah, Michael does think football. He texted me yesterday, said, you're nuts.
I got the same text.
Yeah. I thought Michael was coming in on Thursday. So he'd blow that off?
Yeah, he said it. He goes, Pep and I will come in on Thursdays. And then he realized he doesn't have to be up here anymore.
Right, right.
And said, no,
yeah,
I'm
but
out.
Eventually Julie will start kicking him out of the house. You're in the house too much. Get out of here.
And we might be able to get him up here once or twice. Pepe, supposedly, did you confirm with Pepe, Greg, that he's going to do Game of Games tomorrow?
I will confirm now, but potpourri? I'm sure he will.
Yeah, if not, you have to do it.
Everybody loves a potpourri.
He says he carries a potpourri with him at all times.
Yes, yes.
In case a game
He's
of games breaks out.
Always ready. Always ready.
La-di-da.
All right, coming up next, hat backwards. What do you think of people who wear their hats
I love this
backwards?
Discussion.
Are they head coaching material? We'll get into that coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, want to talk to you guys about Southern California Toyota dealers. For as long as I've had any of these jobs, Toyota's been in business with the Lakers 48 years. And the reason why is because year after year, Toyota delivers quality, reliability, and simply the best vehicles on the road. Brand new inventory is waiting for you. Choose from an amazing selection of cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs, and EVs. Great deals waiting for you now. All you got to do is see your Southern California Toyota dealers or visit Toyota.com. Toyota, we make it easy.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So do you remember we used to do a bit called Sports Graffiti?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was.
We would just take, we wouldn't screen the calls. We'd just pump them up in the air and you could say whatever you wanted.
One line only.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous.
Right. But we had a delay.
Yeah, we have a delay now.
We do.
So if somebody called and said something offensive, we could just dump it.
Why
are you thinking about bringing it back?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Don't you think?
Isn't that just 2 o'clock call a day?
No, this is
every line's open and you just hit it and they have 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Say whatever you want. You can say something about the Lakers. You can say something about somebody on the station. You can say anything.
Lines are open. 877-710-3776.
You ready to try it?
Go, right, well, three, I don't have to do anything.
No, let's do it at 3:30.
Okay, 3:30. We're doing Sports Graffiti.
I'm not answering the calls.
Yeah, don't answer them. Don't screen them. Yep. Don't screen them.
877-710-ESPN. You get 10, 15 seconds to say anything, and then we hang up on
you.
Cody, the dump button on your finger.
Yeah, Cody, everybody keep their finger on the dump button.
There you go.
Because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so
big dump friendly.
We'll do it at 3:30, Sports Graffiti, one line only, 877-710-ESPN. Look at Bergman say something like, calls.
Phone. Careless. How about it?
Listeners, calls.
It's really new, and what's new, what's next, right, Mace?
Yeah, but it's also, let's bring back the good stuff. Let's bring back the good stuff.
What happened?
Old-fashioned. We used to be edgy. We used to be really edgy with Sports Graffiti.
Oh, I am edgy. That's not anybody but you.
You think I'm not edgy? No. I'm the edgiest person here by far.
No,
Ireland's not edgy.
No, yeah, he can be pretty
edgy. He's not edgy. Ireland's not edgy.
Between the two of you.
He's in the middle of the fairway. I'm in the rough, man. I'm in a bunker.
That is true. I've played golf with him.
Yeah.
with golf, yes. But being edgy, Ireland far outweighs
it. Well, it depends what you determine. Like, for example, if there was a statistic on who has been dumped the most, I am so far ahead. Mason dumps me 20 times a year. I've never dumped him.
Yeah, because you don't care what goes on in the air.
Right. I don't. And in that sense, I'm way edgier than him.
But I believe that part of my job here is to make sure John Ireland doesn't get canceled. And when I hit that dump button, it's for a good reason.
It's in that spirit.
It is in that spirit.
Sure. And so there's a bunch of lines coming through. You sure you just don't want to do it?
You want to do it? Let's just do Sports Graffiti.
Well, we're not going to do it 3-3. You just want to try it now?
Yeah, let's try it.
Wait, do the story about the backboard tap.
Okay. There's so many.
Back.
And there they all go.
No.
Okay.
3:30.
Okay, 3:30.
3:30. So if you're calling, just keep ringing,
yeah,
I guess.
If you want to stay online, you can.
All right, so this is really weird. So Colin Cowherd.
Colin has had this position for years. I was watching him on TV yesterday, and he did this.
And he doesn't like people who wear their hats backwards.
He claims that if you wear your baseball hat backwards, you're an unserious person, and you shouldn't be considered for jobs of responsibility. And in the most serious iteration of it is on the podcast with LeBron this week, J.J. Redick's wearing a backwards baseball hat.
Yes.
And LeBron says, I wouldn't hire him. Or not LeBron, Colin says, I wouldn't hire him. And Jason McIntyre says, why not? He goes, wearing his baseball hat backwards. He's not serious. Looks like an idiot. I love Colin. Always have.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
What in the world?
Well, I do think
it's a hat.
I do think you look like kind of a D-bag when you wear your hat backwards.
Why?
I kind of am with Colin on this.
Wait, Cody, what do you think? You ever wear your hat backwards?
All the time.
Me too.
It's not 1985 anymore. The backwards ball cap thing is not even in fashion.
I thought you said you were edgy. Wearing your backwards hat.
I'm edgy. You look like a D-bag if you're wearing a backwards. That's edgy for you.
No, come
that's
on.
Not edgy.
That's
backwards
not edgy.
Hat is edgy.
It's who cares if you wear your hat backwards?
Who cares if you wear your hat? What if you wear your hat like tilted to the side, like the rappers? Nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean everybody should do their own thing. I just think you look like a D-bag. It's like wearing sunglasses indoors, the backwards baseball hat.
You know,
it's like wearing
both.
A cardigan on a radio show.
Yeah,
it's a radio show, so what does it matter what I'm wearing?
But
I
don't understand if you throw a baseball hat on backwards, why that
very unserious. I'm with
disqualifies
Colin.
You from anything.
Yeah, I can't even picture him as a head coach with that hat on backwards.
JJ, you and your backwards hat are welcome in Lakerland. Come on down.
JJ, thanks for playing. All right.
Oh, please. You and Colin are both idiots. Backwards hats.
I don't mind being in that same category with Colin.
Like to have his money.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Ireland, there is one more thing that I wanted to get to here. It's very important. Let me
focus.
Okay. So this is an interesting subject from Shaq.
Okay.
So Shaq says he doesn't like the whole GOAT debate.
Okay.
And it's for an interesting reason. Here he is.
The only thing I don't like about the conversation is they don't put my boy's name in it. If you're going to be throwing names around, you got to have my boy's name in it. That's like saying, what are the best luxury cars out there, Lexus or a Beamer? You got to put the Mercedes in there too. Mike, LeBron, or Kobe, now y'all debate.
So he thinks Kobe should be included in that greatest of all time discussion.
Kobe is the closest thing to Michael Jordan I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe won 5 titles. Jordan won 6.
Yes.
Jordan and Kobe both had years where they were excellent defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to remember if there was ever a year, and I'm a Kobe guy. I love Kobe. But I've ever seen a year where Kobe was the best offensive player and the best defensive player in the league. You could say that about Jordan for at least 5 seasons.
Right.
He was the best in both. I don't think it's disrespectful to Kobe to say you would put him behind Jordan on the all-time great list.
Correct.
Jordan was 6-0 in the finals with 6 finals MVPs.
Yes.
Kobe was 5-2 in the finals with 2 finals MVPs. I don't think it's in any way a slight to Kobe to say that Michael Jordan was better.
I agree.
So I'd love Shaq and Kobe, but I would disagree with Shaq in this case.
And, you know, I think Kobe is an all-time top 5 player.
Sure.
I don't think, I mean, if I'm being honest, I think he's definitely behind Jordan and definitely behind LeBron in terms of overall career impact. I mean, LeBron, the longevity is ridiculous, all that stuff. Scored one of the most points,
you can't do better, Mace, than 6-0 in the finals with 6 finals MVPs.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Hard to argue with it.
LeBron, Kobe, Shaq, Kareem, none of those guys could do that.
Yeah, yeah. How are you feeling about our sports graffiti? By the way, I've had this on my list of potential things for a while to try.
I have zero issues with trying it.
It can totally go south on us. But coming up next, one line.
So here's how it works. We will punch you up on the air. We'll say, sports graffiti, go. And you have 10 seconds. Say whatever you want.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then we're going to the next guy. We won't even react to what you said.
Why were you waving at me like that?
Because of the faces you make.
Fix your face, Greg.
I know that face. I know that. It's like, oh, Mason's breaking her. It's like, no, Mason wants to have more time.
I was
on the
asking
other side.
Laura what the read was.
You were giving me that look.
I was Laura, what did I ask you? What did I ask you?
There was a look, Greg.
There was a burger look there.
He asked if there was a read, and I said boots.
That was a Mao look.
Yeah, that was. That was very.
I looked at Laura. I said, "What was the read?"
And then you made a face like
that. Yeah,
you picked up this to talk about the Mandy's.
You started that segment as Mao and ended it as Wob.
Yes, I agree.
That's the problem.
I was the one that put out the number for this bit.
We talked about the Wab earlier today on the Blue Review.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, the Wab came up on Blue Review?
Yeah, Wab Review. It was just Wab on Blue Review.
Yeah, what was the nickname someone tried to give you or something like that?
Yeah, it's a good one.
But by the way, it is time to make your vote count for the biggest night of the year for ESPN LA. Mandy's 3. Go to ESPNLA.com and click on the Mandy's 3 voting page.
I haven't done that yet. I'm going to do it while you're reading this.
Right now and do it and vote for Mason Ireland's Show of the Year. Presented by Law Offices of Joseph S. Norman, injury attorneys you can trust. 213-747-2000. Vote now at ESPNLA.com.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland Show.
So I'm going to go to ESPNLA.com.
Yep.
And then when you get there, it
takes you to...
You get to the homepage.
Yep.
And I'm looking for where I go. Voting starts now. Click on this thing.
Yep. Click on that thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Mandy's 3.
Yep.
We've already had two Mandy's?
Yeah. Yeah, two Mandy's.
Okay. Oh, but you have to fill out... Oh, no, I can...
Yeah, you have to put in an email
show of the
address
year,
and stuff.
Mason in Ireland.
Absolutely.
Host of the year, Mason.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let me see. Let me keep going. Fill in host of the year...
I was going to vote for Ramona, but then I saw she lays her Mandy on its side, so I'm leaning towards.
Fit.
I'm leaning towards DeMarco.
I love DeMarco. I love Beto. I'm voting for Momo. Even though Momo rips me consistently,
she does. Boy, nobody rips you as much as Momo.
She does.
But she loves does.
Man of the people is Travis.
It is. Now he won last year. And I think he's still the man of the people.
What about Beto for that one?
Beto's a good choice for man of the people.
Producer of the year, this is the one you want, Laura, right?
I want that and associate.
Okay. Oh, you want them both?
Yeah.
You're not getting both.
I want it all.
All right, Laura. I voted.
That's the bit. That's the bit that Morales and I came up with.
I'm putting my foot down. I want both of them.
Bit of the year, Ireland uses ChatGPT on Love Letter to Mrs.
Ding,
Ireland.
Ding, ding, ding.
Morales hates that bit, but I'm voting for it just to spite him.
It is a great bit.
All right. Best segment presented by Tequila Mandala.
Time for Game of Games to win something.
Yeah, Game of Games is due.
People love the Game of Games.
Okay. Funniest host.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll vote for Michael. Yeah, give him a little
love.
He
will likely win that.
He has the first
best smile. You want this one too, right, Laura?
People won all
the awards.
No, people were actually saying that one. I didn't even give it
to Brian for this one. Brian.
Brian's got a good smile.
Yeah.
You know what? My mom and stepdad Leo watch the show all the time. They say, we like Brian. He's always smiling.
Most knowledgeable host. And this is the one I won last year.
You won two years in a row.
Yeah, it's unbecoming to vote for yourself. So I'll vote for
Travis.
Most knowledgeable host, Alan Sliwa.
Oh.
We both go,
you can't even keep a straight face.
Yeah, why are you
we
laughing?
We both went, oh.
Personality of the year. This is the one Morales wants,
yeah, Morales
right?
wants this one badly.
I'm voting for Dr. Clapper. All right.
How are you?
Most hated.
Greg wants
I will
this.
Vote for Morales.
Greg wants to win. I'm steering people towards Bergman.
Yeah, Bergman.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Best play-by-play host again. Unbecoming to vote yourself, so I'll vote for JB Long.
I would vote for myself.
Denholm's really good.
Listener's choice.
Yeah, who are you voting for?
I am voting for Chris Ward.
Oh, that's a good call, Chris Ward.
I'm typing it in right now.
From the Green Cross.
I would like to receive information from ESPN LA and our partners. Absolutely. Check that box. And how do I, that's it? I'm
yeah,
done?
And then you hit the register your vote tab.
Do I have to fill in, it's required. I have to fill in my stuff.
Yeah, you need to fill in your stuff.
Say it out loud while you do it on the air.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, say your address, all that stuff.
Nope, I've got it all done. This is my first, and Greg, you say I can do as many of these as I want?
As many as
right,
you
but
want.
There isn't a thing that says like click, right? Where I just fill it out and that's it?
You see that button called submit?
No.
At the bottom?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
There it is.
Yeah. We're teaching John how to use the internet.
Done.
Excellent.
Sports Graffiti next.
Yes. Brand new experiment. We will do that coming up. In the meantime, this is a public service announcement at this point. It's May the 9th, and Sunday is Mother's Day. Are you kidding me? Have you done anything yet for Mother's Day? You got to take care of your mom. My God, think of all she's done for you over the years. You love your mom. I love my mom. I already sent her books. My mom is a personal hero of mine. There she is, 82 years old, working every day, living her best life, has come through a lot and has built a great life for herself after my dad died. And I always take care of my mom, always. And right now you can do it with Books for Mother's Day. Books is short for bouquets. So I got 25% off your entire Books purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like the Books company. They're different. Their flowers are cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farm, so they last way longer. They've got modern designs, unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. They're simple. I went online, picked the delivery date, bam, I'm done. Mother's Day is Sunday. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. There is still time. Order your Books right now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, to your wife, to your favorite aunt, to your grandma, whoever. Go to Books.com, use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code ESPN. Books, promo code ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
I want to mention 5 o'clock whistle blows. You got to be locked in to the LA Afternoon Drive Takeover for the Tito's Vodka 5 o'clock Cappy Hour. Tito's handmade vodka is simple, smooth, and every sip as easy as the last. Tito's handmade vodka tastes just as good with tap water as it does with your favorite mixer. Don't miss the Tito's 5 o'clock Cappy Hour this afternoon at 5 o'clock on 710 ESPN. So we did this number of years back, probably this is like 15 years ago, we did a bit called Sports Graffiti. And the idea is that we don't screen any calls. You can call us up. Don't ask us how we're doing. None of that stuff.
10 to 15 seconds and then we hang up on you.
Yeah, I'm going to say good afternoon and then you're going to say whatever it is you want to say. It can be about any subject at all. It can be about the Dodgers or it can be about the Lakers or the coaching
LeBron
or the Mandy's or any of that stuff.
If you've got a person who potentially could play quarterback for the Raiders, we'll take those suggestions.
Gardner Minshew.
All right, let's go. Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti. Okay, not understanding the bit.
Okay, try another one.
Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti.
Shout out.
Shout out to who?
Shout out to my daughter, Kalayla Jordan, class of 2024, USC Trojans. Fight on, baby.
Awesome, there you go. There awesome, you, he thanks. Gets it. Okay.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Lakers need a big man. Put AD back at the four. More of this nonsense.
I don't disagree. I think that's an excellent idea.
Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti.
Ramona Shelburne had the quote of the year.
And?
Which was?
When she said John Ireland was cringe. I agree, Momo.
Okay. All right. John Ireland is cringe.
It's cringe.
See, there you go. See, anything goes. Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti.
Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka had one good trading deadline. Other than that, he's been horrible. Larry Nance Jr. wanted to come back. Brooke Lopez wanted to come back. Malik Monk wanted to come back. Jordan Clarkson traded away for a second-round pick. Abeka Zubac traded away for a second-round pick. How would those guys look on the Lakers right now?
All right. That's good.
Yeah, there's somebody that gets it.
See, that's what Sports Graffiti's going on.
Okay.
Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti.
The basketball guys have only given the Lakers a bubble championship. We are weak like the Cowboys.
Okay.
Weak like the Cowboys.
Weak like the Cowboys. Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti.
Yep.
Going on, moving on. Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti. Go.
Laura, producer of the year. Love that accent. Give her more airtime.
Okay. We're a fan. Very good.
Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti. Go.
Greatest trade in LA history. Greg Beamer for Lindsey Bayfield.
Awesome. That guy gets it. Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti. Go.
Hey, Lakers. Ownership and management is weak. Jeannie, Rob, tell LeBron to get out of your office like Pat Riley did. Hire Frank Vogel back. Rack me out.
I think we got something here, Bergman.
All right, keep going. We'll run this table one more time, and then we're done.
Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti. Go.
The Clippers need to get rid of Kawhi, George, and Harden and start all over.
Okay. Somebody wants the Clippers to clean house.
Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti. Go.
The Tom Brady roast was the best 3 hours of comedy ever. There's no way that the Raiders will finish above the Chargers. You wear your hat backwards. You're a Spicoli. John, Shaq did not say that Kobe was better than Michael. He just said he belongs in the conversation.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Fair enough.
Good afternoon. Sports Graffiti. Go. Good afternoon. Go.
Shidano.
All he said was Shidano.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti. Go.
What's up, guys? Rob Pelinka needs to go just because he was Kobe's friend. They're keeping him around, and the Lakers need to stop keeping it in-house.
Okay.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Sports Graffiti. Go.
What it do, baby? It's your boy, Frankie D. Fresh, and I'm here to call John Ireland a flip-flopper, as Cappy would say, because he's voting for the dude from the Green Cross. Shout out to the dude from the Green Cross, but vote for Frankie D. Fresh for listener, whatever choice of the year.
Oh, I did tell Frankie I'd vote for him. Maybe I'll vote again and do one for Ink. Yeah, Chris Ward's my guy.
I'm voting regularly.
Yeah.
I'm voting regularly.
I'll make it up to you, Frankie. I'll give you one vote, but then I'll vote Chris again.
Okay, last one. Good afternoon. You're on Sports Graffiti. Go.
You're on the air.
Hey, Clippers suck. Lakers suck. Dodgers is the only team, best team in L.A. to win the championship this year.
Okay. There you go.
Well, he's probably right. The Dodgers do have the best chance to win a championship, maybe
sure
more than
do.
The Rams.
Yeah.
It wasn't a complete failure.
I actually thought that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Funny. Everybody went after, the moment we did Sports Graffiti, everybody went after Rob Pelinka.
Well, that's going to happen a lot. This should be what we do for 2 o'clock all the day.
Oh, you're right. We should do Sports Graffiti at 2 o'clock.
It's fine. Go ahead. I think that's better.
What do you think?
I think Greg's right.
Yeah, I think that works.
That's way better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2 o'clock Sports Graffiti.
Yeah, I actually love that idea.
Yeah, that is great.
We'll try it tomorrow.
We'll try it tomorrow. That went well.
All right, so coming up next, it's Laura. It's your game, right?
Correct. It is my game.
Okay, do you want to tease it or keep it private?
I'm going to be really honest. You and Mason will not do well. The boys in the back probably
Thank you.
Do well.
Thank you for
Sorry.
That. Thank you for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
All right. That sucks.
Yeah. Challenge.
You could surprise
if we die,
me,
we
though.
Die!
That's right.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Okay,
bring it on.
Let's go. Let's roll. All right, coming up next for you, we'll do some games. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is Lara Romo's game today. Lara, what you got going?
All right, guys, if you haven't heard about the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef, you're living under a rock.
I have heard about it.
So I decided to make a Game of Games based on both guys. So it's a combination of true and false, multiple choice. And I was going to go with the beef specifically, but I feel like that would have been bad.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start. And is Cody playing too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Five players. Brian, Greg, Mason, Ireland, Cody.
All right, let's start. What year was Kendrick Lamar born in? Was it 1990, 1987, or 1988?
87, 88, or 90, Brian?
87.
Greg?
88.
Mace?
90.
I also say 90. Cody?
I'll say 88.
1987.
Nobody.
Brian.
Oh, no, Brian, you got it?
Brian got it.
Okay, Brian's on the board again.
Brian. Brian's a hustler.
Brian's won the last two games he's played. He's going for three in a row.
All right, here we go. True or false? Kendrick Lamar and Drake have never collaborated in a song.
Greg.
I'm going to say false.
Mace.
God, Drake has collaborated with everybody. I'm going to say false.
I'm also going to say false. Cody.
I'm going to say false as well.
Brian?
I think that's true.
Damn, Brian, come on now. Should have went false.
It was false, Laura?
It is false, yeah.
Okay, so the game is now tied at one for everybody.
Excellent.
Everybody's tied.
This game is right in my wheelhouse.
They had a two-pack drop.
Oh, God.
Don't use that.
He gets mad.
It was a bad moment. I mispronounced something.
How many albums has Kendrick released, not counting mixtapes or anything else, just albums? Is it 4, 5, or 6?
Mace.
I'm going to say 5.
I'll go 6. Cody.
5.
Brian.
4.
Greg.
Yeah, I'm going 4.
He's young.
He is young, and it is 5.
There you go.
Who got it?
I got that.
All right. Nobody else plays
Mace?
I got it.
I think
it was Cody and Mace.
Cody and Mace. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, another true or false, guys. Here we go. True or false, Kendrick Lamar is part of a hip-hop collective named Black Hippie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go false. Cody.
I'll go true.
Brian.
True.
Greg.
False.
Mace.
I know this one. It's true.
Laura.
It is true, Mace.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody but me and Greg, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This one's super easy, guys.
Good.
Kendrick Lamar was born in Inglewood, Compton, or Pomona.
Yep, sure.
Cody.
Inglewood.
Brian.
Compton.
Greg.
Isn't it Pomona?
Mace.
Compton.
I'm going Compton.
It is Compton.
Yeah.
I threw Pomona in to throw you guys.
All right. Yeah. So it's Brian, John, and Mace got it. All right, so let me do a score update here. Mason 4, Brian and Cody 3, John 2, Greg 1.
Okay.
Here we go.
With the backwards hat, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Cody's wearing his hat backwards like a D-bag.
Proud of you, Cody.
Which Kendrick song does this lyric belong to? I got royalty inside my DNA. Is it Humble, DNA, or Don't Kill My Vibe?
This one is Brian.
I know this song.
Let's go DNA.
Greg.
Humble.
Mace.
I'm also going to go Humble.
I'm going to go DNA. Cody.
DNA.
It is DNA.
Oh.
Okay.
It's like in the song.
In the lyrics.
I know. It was off
Brian,
the dam, right?
John and
all
Cody.
I know is DeAndre's so mad right now.
Is he? Why is he mad?
Because he knows all these.
Oh, he knows all of them.
Right. He also saw the game beforehand, so relax.
Okay. Well, Cody and Brian 4 and Mace.
I can hear
4,
him behind me.
John 3, Greg 1. Okay. How many you got left, Laura?
Oh, I got a lot. I got like 20.
All right, go.
All right, here it goes. What year? Oh, I did work. What year was Drake born in? 1988, 1987, or 1986?
Greg.
87.
Mace.
86.
I'll go 88. So everyone's on the board. Cody.
87.
Brian.
86.
It's 1986.
Yeah.
Did anybody get besides Brian?
Mason.
This is
Mason.
Not, okay. This is not my game.
Yes. Greg, you have one. Brian, five.
Do you know nothing
Mace
about...
Mace, five. Cody,
not
four.
Not a history of them, no.
This is yeah, such three. A big story. You don't know anything about this beef?
No, I do.
Well, there's
I've
nothing about the
it.
Beef in it's, here.
There's
well,
nothing about the beef in there.
Yeah, right. I know.
Let's do... hey, let's do five more, Laura. Go for it.
All right. Drake released his first studio album in 2012. What was the name? Was it A, Thank Me Later, B, Take Care, or C, self-titled Drake?
Mace.
What was number two?
Take Care.
Take Care.
Brian.
Was there a Thank Me Later in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's roll that one.
Cody.
Yeah, I think it's Thank Me Later, too.
I will also say Thank Me Later, Greg.
I'm going to go with Thank Me Later.
It is Thank Me
Later. Oh, damn it.
All right, so Brian, everybody got it except Mace,
yeah, I
right?
Fell out of the lead,
all right, four left. Brian, six. Cody, five. Mace, five. John, four. Greg, two.
Aren't we going to get into
I think
the,
I'm out. No,
aren't
no,
we going
no,
to get into the details of the feud?
You guys don't know nothing, and I'm not on got time to explain for all that.
She's 100% right. Yeah, all right, I mean, four left. Go, Laura.
A Dodger player is now using Kendrick's Not Like Us song as a walkout song. Who is it? Is it Will Smith, Gavin Lux, or Mookie Betts?
Brian.
Gavin Lux.
Cody.
Gavin Lux.
Mace.
I'm also going to go Gavin Lux.
Do I take my shot here? I don't. I'll go Gavin Lux. Greg, you have to go different.
I have to go different. So what were the other two? Will Smith
Will
and...
Smith or Mookie?
Let's go with Mookie.
It's Gavin Lux.
Yeah. I figured it was Gavin Lux. Yeah. Oh, darn.
All right. So Mace, Brian, seven. Mace and Cody, six. John, five. There are three left.
Okay.
True or false, Drake got his start in acting on a show called Degrassi, and his name was James Brooks.
This is Brian.
Yeah. The leader's first now, right?
Yeah.
Let's go false.
Then it's Cody.
I think it's false. I know his name, but I don't know if it's... Yeah, it's false, I think.
Okay, Mace.
I'm going to stick with false.
I'm going to go true. Laura, what is it?
It's false. So he did get his start in acting and on a show called Degrassi, but his name was Jimmy Brooks.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm out. It is Brian 8, Mace 7, Cody 7, two left.
Okay.
Laura, what do you got?
Drake was signed to what label when he started? Was it Def Jam, Young Money, or Bad Boy Records?
Brian.
Let's go Young Money.
Mace.
Let's go Bad Boy.
Cody.
Young Money.
It was Young Money.
Ah, damn.
Okay,
that put me out?
Yes. Cody, you're the only one who can catch him. You have eight, and Brian has nine. So Brian will go first, and you have to pick a different answer.
This
than
is the
picks.
First time we've had two finalists using the same microphone.
Yes, very impressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
All right. Laura, what's the final question?
The other ones were easy, so I'm going to go with this one, which I kind of feel it's easy, too. Anyways, which of these is a title for one of Kendrick's mixtapes? Is it Take Care, Youngest Head in Charge, or Street Hustle?
All right, Brian?
I like Street Hustle here.
All right. What are the other two, Laura, besides Street Hustle?
Take Care and...
Youngest Head in Charge.
Youngest Head in Charge or Take Care, Cody?
I'll go with Youngest Head in Charge.
I'm glad you did because it is that one.
Oh! Tied it up!
We've got a tie.
We need a tiebreaker, Laura. You got one?
Of course I do.
All right.
I got like three. All right, hold up. The song Not Like Us...
Do they need something to write with?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Cody gets something to write with. Brian gets something to write with.
You guys are like right next to each other too, which is
That's
crazy.
All right.
That's okay.
The song Not Like Us, which is part of The Beef, released by Kendrick last Saturday, broke Spotify's single-day streaming records for a hip-hop song. How many listens did it get?
All right. Write down a number, Cody. Write down a number, Brian. Cody, you got something written down? Brian, you got something written down? All right. Cody, what'd you write down?
8.5 million.
Brian, what'd you write down?
Same ballpark, 7 million.
All right, Laura, what's the answer?
6.59
Brian
million.
Brian Cohen again.
Cohen.
Wow, his last three games that he's played, because yesterday was his game,
yeah.
He's won all three. Is he tied with me, Greg?
It is Ireland 3, Brian 3, Mason 1.
Wow.
And that's it for the board.
Neither do I. Yeah,
oh,
yeah that's
God.
It for the board.
Wow, way to go, Brian.
Yeah, way to go, Brian. Brian's...
Sneaky smart.
Humble genius.
They not like us. They not like us.
Humble genius.
That was a good game, Laura. All right, so tomorrow Pepe's going to come in here and lie.
Lies.
Did you confirm
lies.
It, Greg?
I texted him. He hasn't gotten back to me. But
so maybe he's not, but we think he is.
The horse.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll all need to
focus
for the game.
We do. All right, boys, hit the super stager.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Cappy, did I see you had the great Chris Rose on your South South show today?
I had him on the Cappy Cast earlier today.
Yeah, nice. Great nice. Guy.
Fantastic.
Oh,
guy.
He's the best. He's the best. But Johnny, by the way, just so you know,
yeah.
In honor of Cody, I am wearing a backwards hat right
that
now.
Boy.
Like
that's right, Cap.
Total
that's right.
D-bag.
Young Cap
total
G right there.
D-bag.
And you know what else I'm going to do? Mm. Just to be a bigger D-bag.
Yeah. Wear your sunglasses. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, then you've checked all the boxes.
Now you got the complete D-bag ensemble.
Everybody who's watching on YouTube right now, look at this. I mean, I couldn't be a bigger D-bag right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Look at this.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so do we have Sonato too?
Not yet.
Sonato.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, since you guys mentioned Chris Rose, right?
Yes.
Great guy.
Chris Rose is, first of all, an angel of a guy.
Yep.
Okay. An amazing broadcaster because incredibly versatile.
Yep.
I think you guys would both agree.
Yep.
And a massive daily listener to 710.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listens
every
day.
Once in a while, because he's one of my Cleveland guys. So every once in a while, if we're talking Cleveland, he'll send me a note. But and you're right about him being multifaceted, Cappy. He used to host, High
Best
Heat on the MLB
network.
And then he used to host Best Damn Sports Show. And then this
Cold
past.
Pete, did he?
No, he didn't do that. But this past year, he did an NFL game.
Oh.
The NFL network. He did play-by-play for an NFL game.
But he, I think it was called Intentional
Talk. That's right. It wasn't High Heat. Yeah, the High Heat's a Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Intentional Talk was Chris and Kevin Millar.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Chris, who
he
now
started
works,
kind of his own thing, right?
He's with John Boy Media. They're like a big baseball media company.
Yeah, they're great. Anytime there's a there's like a controversy and you can't figure out what the player said, John Boy does a deep dive and they get to the bottom of it.
Right. And then Chris and Maurice Jones-Drew, you guys obviously, everybody here knows MJD.
Yeah.
They are the newest, best version of Sunday night highlights during football season. Because it used to be Tom Jackson and Chris Berman, right?
Like sure. On ESPN. So where can we watch Chris and MJD?
On NFL Network.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. And they're great. I mean, they are hilarious.
Good.
Okay. But since you guys brought up Chris Rose, another person's name that I'd love to bring up to both of you guys, because Mace, I saw you make a comment on a tweet earlier today.
Yes.
You guys, I got to send a shout out and love. And if I'm excluding people who are tuning in this afternoon, just give me a second here. Mace and I in particular, Johnny, I don't know what your relationship is with this guy, but Howard Dinneroff. You know Howard Dinneroff, yeah. John?
I don't.
Great guy.
I know he just retired,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, leaving Westwood One, right?
I don't know if I'd call it a retirement. He spent 35 years at Westwood One, and the story was that his contract was not renewed.
Okay.
So, and let me tell you guys, and Steve, tell me if you agree, Mace. You talk about the most important executive in sports broadcasts in the entire industry. I'm trying to make a distinction between what we do, sports talk radio, and actual like Monday Night Football,
correct.
The Olympics.
Or the Olympics, yeah.
The Masters,
yep.
The NCAA basketball tournament. The number one guy in the business for the last 35 years is Howard Dinneroff. And he lives in Irvine now.
Oh, does he really?
Well, he lives, he's a neighbor of Pepe's.
Yeah, yeah, he moved to Irvine about 2 years ago. Yeah,
God,
yeah,
Howie's
yeah.
Such a great, he hired me for all those Olympics, Howie was the guy.
Yeah, and he has, I mean, when I tell you close-knit relationships with, you know, whether it's a Bill Walton to a Kevin Harlan to you name Marv Albert, you name the broadcaster. I mean, he's worked with everybody over the last 35 years. And yes, I think I heard the Queen in the back because Queen, I know that I had set you up with Howie, 2-3 years ago maybe?
Yeah, 2 years ago. So I've been working on the side with Westwood One. He's amazing. Top-notch guy.
Yeah, that's great.
Right.
Who's taking over now? That bum Eby?
Mike Eby.
Right. Mike Eby.
What a bum.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm guessing you know him too.
I know.
We know him well.
Mike is great.
He is great. And it's you know, it's one. It, think about it's like one of those terribly sad moments, right? Like where somebody you've worked with for so long and is so successful and is so well respected, and then all of a sudden you're tabbed to be his replacement when you've been his understudy for the last however many years. So I talked to both of those guys. You know, Howie, I told Howie, I'm like, Howie, you are going to be picked up in a heartbeat, man. Everybody's going to want your experience, your relationships, your know-how, et cetera. And for Evie, I was like, yo, it's your time, buddy. So yep. Congratulations, bittersweet as it may be. But just wanted to send out that love, Johnny I, because good. I know Howie Dendroff is too.
Especially he's local. I didn't realize he was local now. Howie, yeah. Love you,
and,
man.
And Mace has all the respect in the world for Irvine. That's one of his
favorite. I love the Irvinians.
Yeah.
The Irvinians
you
are wonderful people.
You have Irvine for 40
no,
years.
No, I've been an Irvinian supporter.
What is
some
your
of
issue
my,
with Irvine?
Some of my best friends are Irvinian.
Yeah, right.
Pepe.
What's your issue with Irvine?
My issue is that it doesn't feel organic. It feels like this carefully.
Do you remember the time? You probably
community.
Don't because you never remember these things. Do you remember the time we had the mayor of Irvine on and you told her to her face that you thought the whole town was plastic and made up?
It does look made up. Does it not look made up?
Absolutely not.
It does. It looks made up.
You know who's from Irvine?
Who?
From University High School in Irvine.
Yeah. Who?
My age.
Yeah. No.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell?
Went to University High in Irvine.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, glad he got out of there.
And no, I think his mom still lives down
there. Oh, really?
Yeah. His mom and my mom have been hanging out.
By the way, you're creating this. I don't have anything against Irvine.
You hate Irvine and you hate Houston and you hate Orlando.
Yeah, but don't put Irvine in the same category as Houston and Orlando.
You have attacked Irvine for as long as I've known you.
I am pro-Irvine. Where do you stand on the Irvinians, Cappy?
Oh, I'm very pro-Irvine. See, like Johnny Mason. I here, I don't have a problem with that suburban pop-up, you know, every fast food restaurant
pop-up. It's fakey, right?
So what's wrong with fake?
No, it's not fake. It's planned.
Embrace fake. You live in Southern California where people have fake teeth and fake boobs and fake everything.
It's true.
Right, right. I mean, it's planned. It's a planned community.
I don't like planned communities.
Yeah, but
I like communities that just spread out.
I need a plan, Cap.
Thing.
Give me Irvine.
Originality. I don't want every house to look the same.
I do. I want to walk into Pepe's house and think it's mine. Come on.
Hey, look. You look at the Irvine Spectrum, Mason?
Oh, yeah. That's a big hopping place.
That is a great place. I mean, whether it's the restaurants or the
too
Ferris
crowded.
Wheel.
That's too crowded. Nobody
Havana
goes there anymore.
Havana is great at the Spectrum. You've never
tell
been
him.
To.
You tell him,
so
Queen.
So good.
You tell him, Queen.
Yeah.
You know, you guys once did something that I was so envious of on radio.
Yeah.
You guys did the OC week way back when.
Oh, yeah. That was fun where we did all the shows
went,
from
we
Orange
did,
County.
From a house in Orange County.
What I would like to do, I'd like to propose this concept and tell me if you guys would be on board with something like this. I would like to do a Southern California tour. So, for example, what we do is we do a broadcast in, say, like Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Then the next day we do a broadcast in Oxnard. Then the next day we do a broadcast from the Valley.
Yep.
Then the next day we do a broadcast from, I don't know, somewhere in like North Orange County or Long Beach. I'm just making it up.
Long Beach is good.
And then the last day we do something in like South Orange County, like Costa Mesa, Mission Viejo, something like that. A full 5 days on the road.
Sign me up. I'm
so in for this.
I will only do it if we can monetize it. I think unsponsored remotes are stupid.
Okay, agreed. Now, not only can we monetize it, Johnny I, but I'm going to suggest that the first partnership that we go out and solicit is for an RV company.
Oh, that's smart.
And then what we do
is... And then
we
just take the RV from spot to spot?
Correct.
We become John Madden.
Yes. And we wrap the RV 7-10, and we plaster our beautiful faces all over it, and then everybody knows to come to that location that day because you can't miss the 7-10 RV. I mean, come on. This is going to be fun.
Shinano, are you in on this?
I thought we already did this. It was called OC Week.
Yeah, but he wasn't
Cap,
here
he didn't
for
get
OC Week.
By the way, Cap, you reminded me of a great story. When I was in college, if you attended USC or UCLA or Cal or Stanford, whenever you played those schools in football, it was a big road trip. So, in other words, when Cal played at UCLA, everybody from Berkeley would hop in Winnebagos and cars and head down here, and vice versa. So if we played at Stanford, we would get in a Winnebago, and we'd pile way too many people in it and head up there. And because we were college idiots, these guys would write graffiti all over the side of the Winnebago, and it was ridiculously inappropriate stuff. You know, just like obnoxious, rated X, terrible. So one day, we get in the Winnebago, and we head to Northern California, and we stop in a town called Danville, where one of my friend's parents lives, and we were all staying at his house. And we roll in at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're drunk and disorderly, and we all and it's just a mess.
Well done.
And Rick, the guy whose parents own the house, says, "All right, what time is it?" And I said, "It's 1:30 a.m." He goes, "All right, I'm getting up at 5 and I'm washing this Winnebago so nobody in the neighborhood sees it." So he gets up the next morning at 5 o'clock on like 3 hours sleep, and he washes the whole Winnebago, and he washes all the offensive stuff off it. And right when he gets done, his parents come around the corner walking the dog. They had already seen.
No, yeah.
But they did say, "We appreciate you protecting the neighborhood." So it worked out. So as long as we don't write graffiti on the bago, Cappy, I think we're fine.
Yeah, George, what I was saying was is that I was very jealous many years ago when 710 did do the OC Week. I love doing that kind of stuff. So my suggestion was a full Southern California tour where we get a giant, traveling Winnebago-y kind of van thing. Plaster our sexy faces all over the entire thing, you know?
Yep.
And then we go from like Santa Barbara to Oxnard to somewhere down in LA County, down to Long Beach, and then down to Orange County. And like we do 5 full days on the road.
We'll be like, hey, Cappy, did you see the Blues Brothers movie? We'll be like the good old boys. You can be the lead singer driving the Winnebago.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I don't think we have time to get to this before your 60 days is up.
By the way, did you guys get a dressing down today? I heard there was a big meeting today.
We did have a meeting.
Do they know what we know, Chris? Okay. We're not talking about it yet, right?
I just want to know if there was dressing down.
We have been informed there are good changes.
Yeah, no,
coming.
We just
can't announce it.
It was a gentle meeting, though. There was no.
It was short.
Nobody took any shots.
Part.
Yeah, nobody took any shots.
So a dressing down, though, and I'm pointing down. You guys are cool with what you've been told so far today?
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's great for everybody.
Yeah, I think it works for everybody all the way around.
Yeah. It's going
for
to,
you guys
it's
great, going for
to,
us great.
It's going to affect Mason more than others.
Yeah, it is
going
to affect me a little bit.
Why Mason?
Well, because he sleeps until 10 minutes before the show starts.
I sleep until 9, so all of a sudden I get a couple hours to...
Well, don't know, though.
I don't believe that you sleep till 9.
I do. I swear to God, I do. I totally got out of bed at 9.
I woke up today at 4.
Yeah.
And would literally pay you $1,000 if I could have slept till 9.
I slept until 8:57 this morning. That's when I opened my eyes.
I was on the 14th hole when you woke up.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. What time did you tee off?
6:50.
6:50. Were you the first group out?
Yep. And it was. We had fun. We had a good day.
6:50 is a rumor to me. I hear it exists.
You sleep till 9, but you go to bed early, too. That's the weird part.
Well, that's the thing I'm most jealous of.
I don't go to bed that early.
Time?
10:30.
Oh, my God.
See, like last night, Mace, I went to bed at 12:30, and I woke up at 4:30.
Yeah, that's not healthy, man.
You were just watching. Did any of you guys watch, or are you watching, it's still going on, John Mulaney's thing on Netflix, Everybody's in L.A.?
No.
So there's a comedy festival in Los
Angeles.
John
Mulaney's hilarious.
Right.
So Mulaney figured out that all the best comedians in the world are all here.
Netflix is a joke.
Mm-hmm. And so he is, every night at 7 o'clock our time, live for an hour, he's exploring L.A. with comedians.
And he's live.
He's
live every day.
But you can go back and watch it.
But he's live on Netflix every
tonight
day.
At 7. He'll be live. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And, I'll put that on. That's great.
And he's really quick and really good.
And by the way, Shadano, sometimes I go out to the clubs.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. I tied one on last night.
But were you in bed by 10:30?
Yes.
I mean, think about that. What grown man do you know that sleeps 11 and a half hours
Stu
every
Lance.
Day.
God, I wish.
Me.
Stu Lance.
Me. Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Me and Stu?
You and Stu.
Wait a second. Even during Laker season?
Stu, when we're on the road, what Stu will determine is a good hotel room or a bad hotel room is one that has good blackout drapes.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
By the way, you guys want a good travel hack?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. If you have, I don't know, I can't remember if I've told this story before in the air. Knowing me, I probably have.
No.
It's always new to me. I don't remember anything.
You can so you know how in your closet there are hangers that have
Little hooks and you hook them.
You have clips on them to pin your pants. Right.
Right.
You take those hangers, Cap, and you pin the curtains.
Yeah.
So there's no light coming in from outside.
Oh.
And Stu can sleep if you give him a pitch black room, he can sleep till 2 o'clock.
Good for him.
Oh, dude. I never use the blackout curtains at the East Central. Because I want, when it's 5:15 in the morning and the sun starts to rise, I want to be waking up.
Yeah, that's the point. When the sun comes up, that's when I put the pillow over my head and sleep the rest of the time.
And what's Juan doing while you're he's not sleeping until 9 o'clock?
No, he's
in the morning.
Up doing stuff. He's got
he's
auditions.
Out seizing the day.
Yeah, I mean, he's out doing stuff. I'm the only one that's in this sleep habit.
I like to sleep in too, Mace. The kids will wake now. The dog wakes up at like between 5:30 and 6. Like he starts wrestling around, but I tell him to shut up and stay in bed.
You know what's
weird? Then the kids will wake me up at 7. And then when they go to, I will fall back asleep again a second time until I know they're gone. And sometimes I'll even sleep again. So there is what I like to sleep, Mace, just like you, except I'm not going to bed at 10.
So my relationship with my dogs is interesting because I used to have dogs that would wake me up early, right? These dogs just lay around in bed with me until, like, my dogs got up at 8:57 this morning.
Well,
they got up when I got up.
Right?
No, there's two puppies and one 18-year-old.
Do these dogs also bring their computer into the bathroom?
Yes. We often say Sophie has her paw phone making calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do these dogs eat in your bed?
No, they do not.
No, but
Mace
eats in his bed.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so I've not eaten in my bed in a very long time. I'm not a bed eater anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you gave it up?
No, I grew up. Really,
in the last couple of months.
You're dressing.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know if
adult.
Any of these things are good for the show.
Yeah.
The show is better when you ate in bed and dressed like a
No, I'm dressing better and I'm not eating in bed anymore. These are grown up things. I'm becoming a grown up. By the way, I'm getting swole. I'm also getting swole.
Yeah.
I'm in my summer shred.
How's that going? Seriously,
you know what?
How's that going?
It is hard, George. Yeah. It is really hard. Mm-hmm. And I did leg day Monday. Last night was leg day again. I had leg day.
Let me hear what
Monday
leg day consists
Wednesday.
Of. You squatting?
Okay, squats.
Yeah, leg press.
Leg extensions.
Leg curls. Calf raises. Okay.
There's one that I can't describe where you're like, you're sort of like this and you're lifting a weight and you're going like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
RDLs.
Yeah. That one? Yeah.
RDLs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they called?
RDLs.
RDLs.
Yeah.
Right.
Doing a lot of RDLs.
There you go.
What does that stand for?
I'm not too sure, but it helps the hamstring.
Really dumb lunges.
Yeah, you tell them.
Yeah. Glutes. I'm doing glutes.
Oh, really? You're doing some glutes?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I'm killing it.
Tell you right now, next time I see you, I'm going to grab your tuchus and I'm going to feel it.
Let me tell you something. What's that?
Called Romanian deadlift.
Oh, Romanian. Oh, yeah. My trainer's Romanian. So I think that when I did the blue review today, that I saw shoulders for the first time. I saw, I got shoulders all of a sudden.
Okay.
Very exciting.
So it's coming, man. I'm telling you. I feel like this is the direction of my life.
Wow.
I am going to, by the time I turn 60, I am going to be absolutely rocked.
You're going to be one of those guys that's walking down the beach not wearing a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there's like this Instagram account where this guy walks up to people and goes, hey, excuse me. Hey, if you don't mind, I talk to people who are in really, really good shape to find out what they do. And then he just starts interviewing people. And there's like, oh, really? You lift 5 days a week and you run 3 days a week? And how old are you? And what kind of diet do you have? And what do you do for a living? And have you ever seen that Instagram
account? No, I never have.
Oh, Mace.
You got to send me a link to that.
You're going to be on that account.
Oh, can't wait.
God, I'm going to be so jealous if you get ripped and I'm still fat.
Yeah, it will be a shame. But I am getting ripped, whether you're fat or not. All right, back tomorrow at 1.
Where are you guys going?